Charlie the Squirrel. Here is a story from the unique perspective of a squirrel. The sun had just begun to peek over the treetops, casting a golden glow through the leaves of my locust tree home. I twitched my bushy tail, feeling the morning chill that nipped at my fur, and with each flick of my tail, I felt more alive. I leaped from branch to branch with the agility only a squirrel could muster, the thrill of the leap sending a rush of adrenaline through my small frame. Below, the world was waking up, the distant sounds of birds chirping harmonizing with the gentle rustle of the leaves. The rich scent of dew-soaked grass filled the air, invigorating me further, but up here, I was already on the hunt, scanning the ground for acorns or the slightest movement that might signal arrival. As the sunlight intensified, the forest came alive with vibrant colors, and I reveled in the beauty surrounding me, my heart racing with anticipation of what the day might bring. My name is Charlie, and today was like any other day in the grand scheme of things, but to me, every day was an adventure. My mission? To find the most exquisite morsels of food this neighborhood has to offer. Natural morsels or leftovers from humans weren't just food, they were treasure, each one a small victory in the grand game of survival. I scampered down the trunk, my claws digging into the rough bark, my eyes darting around for signs of danger or opportunity. The neighborhood floor was a mosaic of grass, bushes, and shadows, and I knew every crack and crevice where food might hide. There, under the shadow of a bush, I spotted it a perfect, unblemished morsel. I dashed to it, my heart racing with excitement. But no sooner had I grabbed it than I heard the rustle of leaves behind me. I spun around, a meal clutched in my paws, to see a rival, another squirrel, eyeing my prize. The chase was on. We zipped through the underbrush, over sidewalks, and around trees. I could hear his breath, feel the wind of his tail against mine. We were equals in speed and cunning, but I was driven by the fierce desire to claim that morsel for my winter stash. I darted up a pine tree, knowing its rough bark would be harder for him to climb. I scampered to the top, balancing on the needles, and finally, he gave up, descending back to the ground. I watched him go, my heart pounding with victory, then carefully, I made my way back to my home. With my prize secured in my cheek, I looked out over the neighborhood. The sun was higher now, the day warming up. Below, humans walked their paths, unaware of the dramas unfolding above them. But up here, in the squirrel world, every morsel was a story, every chase a chapter in the endless book of life. I tucked my morsel away in my secret cache, hidden among the branches. Then, with a flick of my tail, I was off again, because in the life of a squirrel, there's no time to rest, there's always another meal to find, another adventure to live. Us squirrels must also be on the lookout for the not-so-friendly animals that want to make us a healthy meal for them. Almost every day I see the local fox travel through the neighborhood looking for a fresh meal. Sometimes I see an occasional coyote and once a possum journeyed through. I am old enough to remember when the neighborhood was loaded with rabbits. Those carnivorous animals have made many meals out of the rabbit population. I am lucky, I can climb trees and evade them where rabbits do not have that luxury. And so, the hunt continues until the sun sets and the moon rises to watch over us all.